Here we are, that's Simon and Garfunkel, a song called At the Zoo. I'm just looking around the studio. And I'm thinking, it feels like we're at a zoo today, doesn't it, eh? We've got Tony Bray, alias Terry Scott.
All right, mate, all right.
He's in, and for once, you ain't put me in a bad mood, because normally when you come in, I'm in a good mood, and you put me in a bad one.
But you're already there, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm already there this morning. I'm grumpy. And we've also got the back of the studio. We have George, and also some distinguished gentleman just coming. Normally here on a Monday night, Marco the Mod, who's just sparked up a French conversation with our friend Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
You all right? Quelle heure est-il?
It is 10 past 11 a.m.
Thank you. You see, getting early, hey?
Brilliant.
Hey, I thought my French was coming on as well, don't you think?
Yeah, it's very good. Très bon.
Très bon. All right, you're at it now, look. Hey?
The other word, yeah.
So anyway, you're in. We're going to be... We've got loads of things that we're going to talk about today. Obviously, yeah. Some of the stuff we're talking in the phone in later on. The teachers are up in arms because of the pensions.
Yeah.
Now, just explain that in simple terms.
Well, the public sector pensions are costing the government or this country a lot of money. It needs to change. They quite rightly don't want it to change because it's part of their contract. But the reality is it will have to change because we can't afford them as a country. Simple as that.
Do you know what the really simple issue is here?
What?
And if I was running the country, I'd solve it.
What?
We're living too long.
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
yeah.
You laugh. We are, aren't we? We're
some
running
of
out of money because we're living too long.
Well, there's lots and lots of reasons why this is an issue. It's a good couple of hours conversation, but the reality is that 40% of the employed population either work directly for or on behalf of the government, and they're all entitled to these final salary pension schemes, which, if they're not sorted, will actually bankrupt the country at some point in the future. So something has to change, unfortunately.
They ban smoking in pubs.
Yeah.
All right. They're telling you to eat more healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, which is lovely. So we're living longer and we're bankrupting the country while we're at it. I mean, it's common sense, isn't it?
There's more to it than that. I mean, you like to simplify it, but the reality is that these people have got these pension schemes. They're contracted to have them. They need to change the private sector. There's very few of schemes of this type around now because it was bankrupt in the companies that were providing them. You know, it's just something that will have to happen, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, I don't know what else can be done.
I like simple things, and I thought the way that I put it was better. Well, I'm getting a nod from the man at the back there. What do you think? Would you vote for me?
Yes, you've got my vote, sir.
Yeah, see, there you go, you see.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it and thinking that's simple. I mean, you know, don't look after so many people. Look, if you want to go and drink yourself silly, go and drink yourself silly.
Yeah.
If you, you know...
you've got to smoke in the pub, you smoke in the pub. Yeah.
Do you know what they should perhaps do? I mean, people will be looking at the road in there thinking, you've lost the plot today. Maybe I have.
You seem to be
because there's too many people living, and there's not enough money to go around. We need to offload a few, don't we?
Well, perhaps we should have another war then.
But that's what we've got a war here. We've got a war there. We've got a war. Do you know what I think we should do?
Go on.
Amnesty suicide. All right. Really? So we have a week of you know, if you want to commit suicide, you can. Okay.
Will you put yourself up for that, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I'm not I'm not a burden on society yet, but do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a nasty sense. I just think, okay, if we could offload a few,
yeah,
all right, they're costing us.
Yeah.
We might be all right, mightn't we?
We might be, yeah.
For a couple of years.
Yeah.
Then we'd have another one, wouldn't we?
It happens all the time.
You should sit here sometimes and be me.
I could.
The crazy world of Ian Mag. Come on. There'll be people looking at the radio thinking, he's talking bonkers.
Listening
right?
to the radio, yeah.
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 And there'll also be people thinking, hang on, that's common sense.
There's too many people. The reason that there are issues is because people are living too long, but they're also very expensive schemes to run. They're not funded in the right way, never have been. And it's years and years and years of building up. Something has to change. Whether how it changes, I don't know. But the simple fact is there has to be a change, and it will have to be negotiated. But I can't see the public sector pension schemes carrying on the way they can. They are now.
Maybe we should have that. You remember that film in the 1970s, Logan's Run?
Yeah.
Yeah, with those little things in their hand, didn't they? And when you got to 30, your colour ran out, and that was it. You had to go.
Michael York and Jenny Agutter.
It was, yeah. The very lovely Jenny Agutter. Yeah,
very nice, yeah.
So maybe we ought to bring that back. Raise the level a bit, maybe 75.
Yeah.
right?
Maybe, yeah.
Sorry, Mum.
Bye, Mum.
You're 3 years out of date. anyway, what did you want to talk about?
I just came in to talk about the Chancellor's plans to ring fence the banks. I thought that might be of interest to people, but
see, that's not going to insult anybody, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. Right. It's quite an interesting thing. It's hopefully being announced today, and there's also a programme that was on television last Monday, or Monday just gone, which might be worth looking up, BBC iPlayer, that sort of supports some of the things I've been saying over time, but
okay,
we'll go on to that.
We'll get on to that in a minute.
When you finished your little rant,
I've finished, but you know it makes sense, don't you?
Yeah, everything you say makes sense.
You know, well, it's common sense, isn't it? I know it's a little bit, you know, a little bit random, yeah, if you like. But I mean, you know, you look at Terry Pratchett. You see, was talking about assisted suicides. We're not allowed to have it in this country. Well,
no.
You know, it costs money to keep people alive that don't want to be here.
It does, yeah.
You know, yeah. And it'll solve a bit of the problem. I know it seems like I'm being tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time, I'm being serious.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. Deadly, if that's the right term to use.
Deadly serious.
Deadly serious. It's 11:50. This is Glenn Tilbrook. You know who Glenn Tilbrook is?
Yeah, he's from your favourite group.
Isn't he is. He's God.
He's God, is he?
God, yeah. He can stay till he's 80. He gets a reprieve, doesn't he? Everyone else, 75. Gone.
Morning Show with Ian Mack is sponsored by isleofwight.com, where last minute offers are just a click away.
So we just played you Squeeze, or Glenn Tilbrook, as a solo artist, and Steel. You listen to Vectis Radio. It's 18 minutes after 11 o'clock. My old friend Tony Bray is in, a.k.a. Terry Scott. June? So you wanted to talk about something serious, but first, before we do, Keith has been on the phone. I think Keith agrees with me, you know.
I'm sure he does.
We've got to kill off a few to solve the problem. Too many people, yeah. Not enough money to go around. We've got to offload a few. Soylent Green. Science fiction film. He said, have you seen it? But you obviously haven't.
No, I haven't, no.
Marco has.
Yeah.
And, the film is basically based loosely on the science fiction film novel Make Room, Make Room. Already, you can see where this is going, can't you? In the year 2022, which ain't that far away, the population has grown to 40 million people in New York City alone. Most housing is dilapidated, bloody, bloody, bloody. It's about making space for people.
Yeah.
And they start eating and recycling the people that they bump off. Is that right?
No, in Tales Unexpected, they did.
Oh, right, okay.
They used to check in on holiday, and they used to say, what a wonderful taste in pate, and then they used to disappear, and that's where they were going, into the pate.
Oh, where are you going in?
So, yeah, that's a good way of whittling it down again.
I wouldn't eat my brother. I'd be away that day. But anyway, we'll come to that a little bit later when we do the phoning, I think, because we're talking about recycling as well. So, I mean, it would help, wouldn't it?
Once a fortnight, though.
Yeah, only once a fortnight.
Only once a
Don't
fortnight.
Get me started. I'm cross about that.
Really?
So, yeah, the reason why I'm cross, I mean, you're a financial man, aren't you?
Yeah.
They say to you, right, we're only going to collect your bins twice a month as opposed to four times a month.
Yeah.
But they still want the same money from you.
Yeah, well, they want...
Well,
what they want is they want money to run the council, so they're going to use that for something else, aren't they? So, I mean, it's just running a business and trying to save money.
Well, hang on a minute. All them people in suits and ties, I'm just thinking they'd be the first for recycling. They would. Because you've messed up. You've had all that money and you still can't do the job. Now, if you can't do the job properly, then shift out of the way, because there's loads of other people that would like to give it a go.
Well, maybe, yeah. I'm sure there are.
Well, it's true, isn't it? Recycle those idiots that have wasted all the money. I mean, you know, twice a blimmin' month. I mean, that's going to be ridiculous. If you go down our road on a Friday, you can't move.
For bins.
For bins. If you leave it another week, you're not going to get a car down the road. Are you? It's all going to be... You're not going to be able to move.
No, you're not, are you, mate?
We're not. It's just ridiculous. See, now my blood pressure's gone sky high. Look, don't... It's true, though, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, you're right.
See, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm not going to do anything about it.
You're not going to stand up and be counted? You're not going to, like, come on, I'm going to go and pile up my rubbish down outside the council.
Maybe.
You're only going to come and collect it. That's what we should do. If you're listening down there, you idiots, you can't do it, okay? I'm going to bring my rubbish down every Friday. I'm going to dump it outside your gaff.
Do you know what I wish you'd do, Ian? I wish you'd get off the fence and say what you really think.
See, I'm laughing about it. It's funny.
It's not funny, is it, really?
I'm being truthful. Yeah. I think if they ever decide to do that, Yeah, I would take my rubbish down there every single Friday and say, look, I'm not leaving outside my house for another week. I'm going to leave it outside your gaff. Your problem, you deal with it. I'm paying you exactly the same amount of money for you to come and collect my rubbish.
Yep, okay.
All right.
I think we know where you stand.
All right, what did you want, what did you want to talk about?
I came to talk about the Chancellor's announcing the ring fencing of the banks, which is a more serious topic. In as much as what he's attempting to do is to separate out, to some degree, the retail banking, which is the high street stuff, from the investment banking, which is the high-risk stuff or the riskier stuff. That should, if successful, stop the sort of issues we've had of late, because we've had situations where we've had investment banks losing money and being bailed out by the taxpayer, and it's hopefully that will come in, and I think that's quite a good thing, and it's a big issue as far as the economy is concerned.
Is that been that's been announced later on, is
today? Yeah, in the Mansion right. House, but it's been part of a study. A banking commission have done a study. This is what they're recommending. It doesn't go as far as some people want it to, but it's a good step in the right direction, which will mean hopefully that if there are further issues, if an investment bank makes a mistake, then they will go. We won't have to bail them out.
How far should they have gone then?
My opinion, they should have separated them out completely. So that rather than just ring fence two parts of, say, for example, say HSBC, rather than saying this part has to be separate from that part, but you can still be in the same company, I think they should have just said, right, okay, this is an investment bank, it's not part of this bank. And they should have stood alone totally. But it's halfway there.
Okay, well, so what could happen if the way that they've done it, obviously you've said that they should have done it this way, what could happen that's bad, that, you know, if they've done it that way?
Well, what would have to happen in that instance is you would then have two separate companies, so you'd have two sets of share prices. So in essence, if one investment bank went down, then it wouldn't necessarily affect the share prices of the retail side of it. But this way, they could still affect each other in terms of a share price, but not in terms of bailout.
Right, okay.
So I think it would have been better if they'd been totally separated, but that's just my opinion. Not everybody agrees with me, obviously.
Okay. Are you getting lots of people to come in and talk to you about pensions nowadays? Because obviously the pension thing is changing massively. Are you getting people calling you? Because you should be, really, because I'd be knocking on your door because I'm concerned. Obviously these idiots keep changing things.
Pension legislation is complicated at the best of times, and it's always worth...
I can make it simple.
You can. Kill us all, yeah.
Hey, you're all right for another 20 years in my world.
Thank you very much.
23, are you 52?
Yeah, 52 now.
52,
yeah.
So you've got 23. The clock's ticking, but you've got 23 years left.
Yeah, I'll have to nip over to the mainland and tell my parents they've got to get lost. But
well, we'd give them 6 months' grace.
Yeah, 6 months to sort it out, Mum. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting some people talking to me. One of the things I wanted to try and bring to people's attention is a Panorama, which was on Monday night, which is on BBC iPlayer. It's all about how the banks have given investment advice and things like that. And it's quite an interesting watch because it bears out a lot of the things that I was saying was to one of the reasons I left the bank, because I felt under pressure to sell when it wasn't right. Mm. And it's worth a watch because I think it supports what I do. Very much so.
Okay, all right. So Panorama, it's on iPlayer.
BBC iPlayer.
Do you know, whenever I go on that blimmin' iPlayer, you load it all in, and then you get a little circle, all right, and it stops, and then you watch another 5 seconds, then you get the circle again. And I think you've got 20 meg speed, you know there's nothing wrong with that. So why is that? Is that because everybody's loading, you know,
I don't know, because, I mean, I missed it on Monday night, I was busy, so I watched it in the office, and it was fine. Oh, 28 minutes.
Pulling blimmin' air out, I was. Yeah. There was another programme I was trying to watch as well. It took about 5 hours to watch a half-an-hour programme.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Anyway, it's on BBC iPlayer now.
Yeah, have a watch of it. It's obviously slanted from the journalist's perspective, but it does give a reasonable indication of what it's actually like to be in that environment, which is why I think people should take advice from outside of banks and things like that.
Okay,
that's why I do what I do, basically.
And if people want advice, you know, personal advice, then they can obviously get hold of you, Tony.
Yeah, of course they can.
Yeah.
It's 0775 924 302.
Right, okay.
Okay, and hopefully we can get me on the website, because I still haven't worked yet.
Oh, do you know what? We've had one or two issues with that, and I will promise. I'm going to write that down, all right? I'm going to write that down. I have, you know, sent somebody some details, and they haven't done it yet, so...
Nah.
I will sort that out. Just one more final thing. You need a haircut.
I know.
Where are you going?
I think I should go to Squires.
I think you should do Pyle Street. Okay, that's what
I don't want to
do.
Be like Jay, though. I want a bit more hair than he's
well,
got.
He haven't got any hair at all, is
exactly.
He? Fell out. That's what five wives do for you.
How many?
I don't mean at the same time, either.
Really?
No. He's,
five of his own,
I
you
think
mean?
He's up to number six soon.
You're joking.
Yeah, no, I'm not joking, mate. And I'll tell you what, you look through the window, Danny. Yeah, no hair whatsoever.
No.
Yeah, well, five wives, five weddings, mate. That's what you're bound to look like. So, anyway, get yourself down there, because it's starting to look a bit wavy.
Okay, sure. All right? All right, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for being there, Tony.
No problem.
Thanks for cheering me up. It's 11:27.